The topic of today's podcast is step 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character.
Hello, my name's Heather, and I'm also a thankful member of Al-Anon. And I consider step 6 as an opportunity to take a deep breath after all the hard work I put into my 4th and 5th steps. It's kind of visually to me, kind of after I've had a big scare and everything comes out okay and your body's all tight and you're wanting to breathe but you're not sure if it's okay to, and my lungs expand as far as they can and I just take in that deep breath and relax and figure out that no, it's okay, you know, it was scary and it's over and done with, and now I can go ahead and move on. And I didn't really identify specific defects of character. I kind of was more vague in my 4th step. So just being ready to have what defects my higher power felt were necessary to remove was really a blessing for me. It's also kind of like standing on the edge of a cliff and seeing a spectacular view, and you know, it's almost like feeling like I could step forward and take a great big huge fall, but my higher power is not going to let me do that. So it's kind of like a pause, and kind of a safe place to be after all the hard work of the first couple of steps, and then waiting for the next steps to take place. And all I have to do is just stop and be open to whatever my higher power is going to take care of. And I don't really have to do anything in this step. I just have to be ready for whatever comes next. And the one thing that my sponsor has been really able to keep reminding me is that I'm a project in progress, and that I'm not going to be able to see the outcome until it's already done and over with. And step 6 is the ability to just stand still and just wait for the next pieces to be falling in place. And for me, that's what step 6 is about. Thanks.
Hello, I'm Richard, a grateful member of Al-Anon. When I first came to Al-Anon, I told myself that I'd give the program 2 months. During those 2 months, my life became better because of the slogans. I could relate to the slogans in my everyday life. Within 6 months of meetings, my life changed. I was happier. I was doing better at work. Al-Anon introduced me to myself. That was a little scary, but wonderful, and a start of a new life. I encourage those who are newcomers or have yet to come to an Al-Anon meeting to try at least 6 Al-Anon meetings. For me, after a few meetings, I saw changes in my life. My circumstances improved. I began to understand how the tools of the program helped. After the slogans, next for me was an introduction to the 12 steps. I read them. I understood them. But applying them to my life took time. I came to step 6, which states we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. I was struck by the phrase, defects of character. Sure, I had done wrong, but have defects of character. Who, me? I needed to go back and review the first 5 steps. On reflection, I began to understand that there was so much of my character that was inappropriate. I listed some of my defects of character. Some of them are impatience, self-centeredness, self-righteousness, and the list went on. Then I reread step 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Finally, I understood the spiritual significance of step 6. I understood that, although I had a part in it, my higher power was to remove the defects of character. I couldn't. He could. All I needed to do was to be willing and accept my higher power spiritual help. What a relief that was. What a blessing. It was like a burden was lifted. I also understood that I needed to replace these defects of character with appropriate behavior, with kindness, patience, empathy. That would take time, but over time, the change was for the better. I continued to use the tools of the program in my everyday life. I continue to go to meetings. I sometimes go back to step one, understanding that, at times, my life still gets a little unmanageable. The Al-Anon program has been spiritually uplifting and a blessing to me. I hope it'll be the same for you.
Hi, I'm Dina, and I'm a very grateful member of Al-Anon. Step six has been a pretty significant step in my recovery. First of all, I needed to determine whether I was ready or not, as the step, asked if you are ready to have God remove all your defects of character. And I needed to become willing to let go of those defects. So one of the things that I had to look at was what was the payoff of some of the defects that I had, or have, I shall say, because some of them, it can be a continual process. So what I did for that was I looked back at steps four and five, which determined what those character defects were, and asked myself what the payoff was, what the advantages were of keeping those and holding on to those and still using them. And in looking back, those were tools that I used in times of crisis that really helped me. And they weren't helping me anymore, which is, one of the things that brought me to Al-Anon. So I didn't see any reason to hold on to them. But again, I looked at what the payoffs were. With the help of a loving sponsor, she helped me identify what those defects were. And we talked about, what being ready meant, and also in working through the book, Paths to Recovery, one of the questions that it asks is, what does have God remove all these defects of character mean to me? And to me it means that God will remove all of them as he sees fit. I don't remove them. So trusting and letting go for the God of my understanding to remove these character defects for me. And my life is a lot better today. I'm much more mindful of what my actions are. I can, if one of my character defects crops back up again, I can look again at what the payoff is and how does that serve me today. Is it really that important? And move on from there and give it to God again and ask him again, after becoming ready through a little self-examination, to ask him to remove those character defects again. And thank you very much for listening.
Hi, I'm Joyce. I'm a very grateful member of the Worldwide Fellowship of Al-Anon Family Groups. And when I got here, I had no self-worth, and I had a lot of fear. But when I walked into the rooms of Al-Anon and heard others share, I heard hope. And this was something that I so desperately needed, was hope. And I also found out that I had choices about the things that I did, and that I didn't have to continue to live the life in the way that I had. As I started working through the steps and looking at learning how to have a relationship with God of my understanding. And then I began to look at myself. And by taking an inventory of some of the things that had gone on in my life and the actions and the reactions that I had done, I began to find out I had some assets, but I also found out that I had a lot of character defects. And some of these included arrogance and perfectionism, expecting others to do it exactly as I wanted, looking for my self-worth through others. Those were just a few that I used. When I got to step six, it said that all I had to do was to become ready. Now, how do I become ready? This was a real process for me. Even though I wanted to change and I wanted to do differently, I didn't know how to do that. And I kept trying different avenues on my own. And one of the things, several of the things that I did, the steps that I went through, the first one was that I had a lot of prayer time. And then I did a lot of journaling. I wrote a lot about what I had done and why I did them and why I felt that way. And I found out that there was a lot of pain there. And I didn't want that pain any longer. So I began to talk out loud to my God. And sometimes, because of the frustration and the anger that I had, I would yell at him. But I knew that that was okay because this was a way that I was learning about me. He already knew me, and he would give me unconditional love. All I had to be able to do was to be open and willing to accept that unconditional love. As I continued to work through that grieving process, I became more and more willing. I'm a very visual person, so I had to have something that was a reminder to me that God was my friend. God was going to give me that unconditional love. So I wrote some of the character defects that I knew and put those on a piece of paper. And then I put at the bottom, and Lord, I'm willing to accept your unconditional love to remove any character defects that I have. Because I had found out that character defects were merely survival skills that I had used in the past, and they were no longer serving me. So I was able to release those. When I became open and willing, then I knew that I was ready to take step six. This was a very spiritual move for me. And I still find that I can always go back. If a character defect comes back into my life, all I have to do is to go back, work through that grieving, that giving up. And when the pain of letting that rule my life becomes greater than the fear of letting go, then I know I'm ready to turn that over to God. Thank you for letting me share. And if you hear nothing else, I hope that you hear from this. Please keep coming back. This program does work. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about Step 6 in Al-Anon.